Next patient was Paul Newman. That is N-E-W-M-A-N, Newman Paul. P-A-U-L, Newman Paul. Date of birth, 1-14-47. Date of visit, 1-4-24. Please make copy for Augusto De Leon, A-U-G-U-S-T-O. Augusto De Leon is D-E-L-E-O-N, M-D. De Leon, Augusto De Leon, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Augusto, thank you for sending Paul Newman for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 70, let's see, this is a 76-year-old male who has a history for shortness of breath, was recently admitted to the hospital for an episode of atrial flutter fibrillation and was treated with cardizem and subsequently also switched to oral amiodarone and Eliquis. Period. The patient also had a chest x-ray and a chest CT. The chest CT on 12/15/23 showed a 10 millimeter nodule in the left apex, and a follow-up chest CT was suggested in 3 to 6 months. There was mild bibasilar scarring and coronary artery calcifications, period. Also noted were bilateral thyroid nodules with substernal extension, period. The patient has no prior chest CT to compare. He denies any weight loss. He has some cough and wheezing, but no hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. And denies nausea, vomiting, or reflux. Next paragraph, past history has included history of rotator cuff surgery on the left and a history of atrial fibrillation November of 23. For which he was admitted to the hospital. He also had lumbar laminectomy several years ago, and he had cervical disc fusion over the past 3 years. There is a history of hypertension as well as diabetes mellitus type 2. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked a pack per day for 30 years and quit in 95. No significant alcohol. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease and diabetes. Mother died of old age at 101. Next paragraph, med list. Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, glimepiride 4 milligrams a day, and metformin 500 milligrams BID. Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Crestor 20 milligrams HS, and tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue, but I'm sorry, and has gained weight. He has no double vision or cataracts, denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, is no, he has urinary frequency nighttime awakening. He has no hay fever, but has cough, shortness of breath, and wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, or bleeding gums. Denies any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no leg swelling. And I'm sorry, he does have leg swelling and no palpitations. He has no depression or anxiety. He does have easy bruising. And he has some muscle stiffness and joint pains. And numbness of the extremities and no memory loss. He has no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly male who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Cyanosis, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 70, pulse is 78, respirations 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 228, saturation 95. HEND and obesphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Heart, the absence of irregular, so known as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor left, its cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, press number 1 is left lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. Number 2 is COPD. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4 is atrial fibrillation. Number 5, hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the left lung nodule. And if it shows uptake, consideration will be given for biopsy of the nodule. He also was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And he was placed on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QID, PRN, in addition to his other mentioned medications. The patient will come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Augusto De Leon, M.D., D-E-L-E-O-N, M.D. Let's talk to Susan.